はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、第9回日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with another Japanese culture class lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, hello everybody.
Hello everybody.
I am here with Sakura. Yes. And it is such a pleasure to do these classes with you.
Mm.
On our website, JapanesePod101.com, you can find the accompanying PDF. Inside the PDF, there will be pictures taken by Sakura.
And no.
You said you would go this weekend.
No. I haven't said anything like that.
There are pictures, more information on the subject we talk about. Mm. Plus, for those very interested in Japanese, we have a kanji close-up of this episode. Now, this is very nice because you can see the kanji, the Chinese characters, behind the meaning of the words we talk about today.
Yes.
I think it would be very, very beneficial.
Yes.
So stop by JapanesePod101.com, get the PDFs, and be sure to leave us a post.
Right.
Okay, so Sakura, what is up for today?
Today, hanami.
Flower viewing or taking in the flowers, enjoying the flowers.
Yes.
Oh, and I know.
Mm.
You're talking about your name, Sakura, cherry blossom.
Ah, but before that, we have another flower. Do you know?
Another flower?
Yes. Ume.
One more time?
Ume.
What's that?
It's plum.
Plum blossoms.
Yes. So, well, when we say hanami, we think of sakura straight away, cherry blossoms. But before that, we have this quiet hanami season, which is ume.
Yes. Now, this is the point we wanted to get across today. As Sakura just said, when people say hanami, flower viewing, and also associated with this is going out, eating under the trees, enjoying taking in the whole day and enjoying the whole atmosphere. But before the sakura, there is her little sister, the ume, and you can't forget about her. Right. They're very, very beautiful flowers.
Yes.
And yes, this hanami or flower viewing season is a bit more relaxed than the sakura season, which tends to get a little wild.
Yes. One of the reasons is that it's still a bit cold in Japan. For like, you know, drinking and eating outside, like the cherry blossom hanami.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, I think today it was even cold.
Yes.
But if you have the chance, definitely check out these flowers.
Yes.
So Sakura, can you tell us a little bit more about these flowers?
You can find ume everywhere in Japan. And there are places to see ume from north to south, everywhere. There are famous places. Scattered in Japan. And the season is quite long. It starts from second half of January, late January. And it continues until the beginning of May.
Even through the cherry blossom season.
Right.
That like I didn't know.
Like in Tohoku and Hokkaido, those northern places, it's quite late.
Oh, because they start a bit later.
That's right.
Wow, that's very, very, very interesting.
Yes. And the appearance, the flowers
are,
okay, while cherry blossoms are kind of magnificent, you know, the branches go out and the flowers are like mist, you know.
And when they start to fall, it looks like it's snowing.
That's right.
It is something to be taken in.
Yes. But ume is sort of, you know, it looks more like a quieter. You can't really explain it, but it's smaller and pretty and smells nice, and it just, you know, tells you that spring is coming.
Yeah, so why don't we think about it this way? It's kind of like they're two sisters, and Sakura is all dressed up in her Dolce & Gabbana, strutting down the street, very easy to notice,
right?
Draws the attention.
Yes.
You see her, and it's like, wow.
Right.
Whereas the ume is kind of the more, you have to look deeper to discover the beauty.
Mm.
So, you know, you meet her, you talk to her, and then, oh, all of a sudden, you're more and more impressed.
Right. Yes.
Is it right?
I think so. And I think in Japan, older people tend to enjoy the ume season more than like younger people. The younger people like to go drinking for hanami and, you know, having a party. But then ume is more like, you know, watching and, you know, sitting on a bench and enjoying quietly. And it's a very Japanese kind of hanami as well, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great point you have. We're going to talk about, obviously, we'll be talking about hanami probably for a month before it happens.
Yeah.
Yes, the two atmospheres are quite different. I lived in Mito for a while, and there's a very famous park there.
Yes, very famous.
Very famous for ume. What's the name of it?
Kairakuen.
Yes, one more time.
Kairakuen.
It's very, very famous for ume, one of the most famous places in Japan.
Yes.
By the way, hello, Mito. The atmosphere is much more toned down. People walking around, taking pictures, not so loud, just enjoying, smelling.
Yes.
It's very, very interesting, very, very nice atmosphere.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And as Sakura said, it's a bit more reserved than the Sakura kind of atmosphere where, yes, people are actually sitting under the trees, drinking, eating, talking, having fun.
Right. But in very old days, hanami used to refer to ume viewing instead of cherry in Japan. That's
really?
Long ago. Right.
It used to refer to the plum blossoms, not the cherry blossoms.
And then the cherry took over, you see.
Everybody loves the attention grabber.
So. Yes. And so if you're going to look up something about where to see ume, there are certain like keywords to look for.
Okay.
And like you can look for ume no meisho.
What's that mean?
Ume is plum blossoms, right?
Uh-huh.
And no is possessive.
Yes.
And meisho is famous place or good place.
Ah, the famous places for plum blossoms.
Yes. And also...
we can get something up on the site about that, right?
Maybe. Peter will do it. Okay. And another keyword is... kanbai.
And what's this?
Kan is viewing. And bai is another way of saying ume. So kanbai is plum viewing.
Okay. So Sakura, when was the last time you went plum blossom viewing?
A couple of years ago, actually.
Sakura.
Because this is very busy season for us Japanese. It's the end of the fiscal year.
Fiscal. Can you break that down?
Fiscal year.
Yeah. What does it mean in English?
That's the English.
Sakura, you can't use these advanced words with me.
I never get your joke. Okay, yeah.
We would like you to compare these lessons with the lessons in a year when I really get Sakura into my way of thinking. It's just a matter of time, right. Sakura.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's for many Japanese people, it's the busiest time of the year.
Yeah.
Until March. Yes.
Yeah, the end of March and April. That's why probably Sakura is so popular, because the year just ended.
Maybe.
And the Sakuras are blooming and everyone feels free.
Yes, I think so. I think there's a big reason. Yes. Good point, Peter.
Thank you, Sakura.
Okay, I want to introduce some things related to ume. Is that okay? Do we have time?
Please go ahead, Sakura.
Okay, one is umeshu.
You're a little too happy when you said this, Sakura.
It's called plum wine or plum liqueur. Liqueur.
Yeah, liqueur.
Yes, because it's sweet and it's, I think it's more like liqueur, isn't it? Umeshu.
Yes, I think so. I agree with you, Sakura, because I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's very popular in Japan. And I think some people make it at home.
Make it at home?
Yes, yes. We have one at home as well. We make it in plum season. It's in June. Shops sell bags of green plums and also white liquor, clear liquor. And then also korizato. It's like sugar, but it's like crystals, you know?
Crystallized sugar?
Yes. Yes, korizato. And you put them together and leave it for months. And then it becomes lovely umeshu.
Wow. What yes. does umeshu taste like?
It's sweet and it's a little bit sour. Yes, and it's fruity.
Yes, it's quite good. And I prefer it with ice on
yes.
the rocks.
Yes, 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 yes. Ice though, on the rocks though. Also sometimes you make it fizzy. You add
Ooh, mix it
soda.
With tonic.
Yes, so.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about now. But yeah. we all know that on the rocks is the best sakura.
I think so. Yes. And girls who can't drink much often order umeshu. Because it's not as strong, and it also, you know, it tastes more like fruit juice.
It's almost shocking that there's alcohol in there. So if you come to Japan, or maybe I think you could probably even get it near your home at
yes,
a big
yes.
liquor store. We definitely try one more time.
Umeshu.
Yes, and if you come to Japan and you get it at the restaurant, you want to say
umeshu onegaishimasu, and in umeshu. Ume is plum, and shu means liquor.
Liquor.
Yes.
So what do we have next, Sakura?
Another word associated with ume is umeboshi.
And what's this?
It's pickled ume.
Pickled plums.
Ah, yes, that's right. And ume is plum, right? And
yeah.
boshi means dry. It's dried. So first you dry it, and
uh-huh.
then you... put salt and leave it for, you know, months to make it pickled. I don't know what to say.
And these are very, very what, Sakura?
Sour.
Sour.
Yes.
yes.
Sour and a bit salty.
Not
yeah.
Not so salty.
Really? Then
yeah.
you're eating good ones. Good ones are a bit sweet, you know?
Yeah. Oh, do you like these?
I love them. Do you, Peter?
Well, yeah. they're a little too sour for me.
Right.
After eating one, I can't speak for about 30 seconds. So, and one of my eyes is twinging.
Really?
So, for me, it's a bit much, but it's definitely something you want to experience
yes.
if you come to Japan.
Yes. It's totally different from what you might imagine from plums. Just, you know, normal fruity plums. And you usually eat it with rice.
Really?
Yes. Do you know obento?
Ah, lunchbox.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah?
Obento or bento.
Uh-huh.
And really, like, really authentic Japanese, you know, common obento has rice in, like, one half of that box.
Uh-huh.
And then one umeboshi. Is in the center of that rice.
Ah, the red thing.
Yes. So it looks like Japanese flag, you see. And it's called Hinomaru Bento.
I can't believe it. That's the first time. And you know, I've eaten so many bentos. And this
yeah.
is the first time that it ever occurred to me that that's what it was.
Well, maybe if you buy like lunch boxes at shops or convenience stores, they don't do that so often nowadays in like sold obentos,
uh-huh.
like in convenience stores, they have more fancier rice, you know, mixed with something else. But, you know, really traditional obento style is Hinobaru bento.
Really?
Yes.
I always get the one with the happy face, with the umeboshi lined up in a happy face.
Do not.
No, yeah, I don't.
Never seen anything like that.
Sakura, now you're starting to get it.
Okay. Yes, and also this is really popular for onigiri, you know, onigiri.
And what's that?
Rice balls, yes, yes. Onigiri, they have...
the rice balls in a triangle shape
yes.
wrapped in seaweed.
Yes, nori.
Very good.
Yes, so it's like, it's sold like sandwiches, you know,
yeah,
in
yeah,
Japan.
Yeah.
And ume is very popular for onigiri. They have one ume in the center of onigiri. Mm.
Now, be careful because there's a pit
yes.
in that one. So don't bite too hard. Be careful when you're working your way through the umeboshi.
Right.
Because the pickle plum has a big pit in it.
Yes.
And you don't want to chip a tooth. Right.
So, And if you look closely, it might say pit inside or without pit.
Really? Yeah. I've never seen that.
Really? Yeah. There's ones with pit and there's ones without pit. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Next we have...
Oh, yes. Also, when plum trees bear fruit, it's the rainy season.
Ah.
I think it originally came from China, right? In China, this was called Mei Yu, and this was imported to Japan. And we also have the rainy season at that period, June, from the end of June to beginning of July, and it's called Tsuyu in Japan.
Yeah, rainy season. It's a bad season.
Mm.
Humid and raining.
Yes, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh.
2 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely come back in June and July to hear us complain more about this.
Yes. But it's a really important season for rice growing.
Ah, yes.
Yes. And also to have enough water for summer. Yeah, some places, you know, they get short of water when the tsuyu season is short.
Yeah, they depend on this.
Yes, yes, yes. And so tsuyu are made of two kanjis. One is plum and the other is rain. And also you can read it baiu. Oh,
really?
Yes, baiu, yes.
Meaning that in the plum season, there's a lot of rain.
Yes.
Which means get a good umbrella.
Yes.
Because it does rain every day.
Right.
Okay. So, thank you very much, Kurt. I think that's going to pretty much wrap up today's topic.
Yes, I think so.
As always, it was a pleasure.
I have to learn more about Peter jokes.
Forget it. Don't worry. Listen, save yourself. Run now. Escape. Yeah. Okay. So, that's going to do it for today.
Right. また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.